Welcome back. Time for more sport now with Darren Frahill.
Good morning, Joan. Well, Newcastle beat Arsenal 2-0 in the first leg of their League Cup semi-final away to Arsenal. Very impressive stuff from them. And one player who really stood out, Alexander Isak, especially in the first half, scored again. 14 goals in 15 games. Anthony Gordon made it two, and it's a significant lead ahead of the second leg. Newcastle, much the better side. The Gunners guilty, though, of missing many good opportunities. For Newcastle, this is a massive opportunity now for them, because it's a long time since they won silverware. The old European Fairs Cup back in 1969. I think it's the 1950s since they won a domestic competition. And at this stage, their manager, Eddie Howe, is not taking anything for granted.
I think it was everything. I think it always is. I think we've steadily improved as the season's gone on. I think we had a difficult start. I think the group has always been strong and united and together. And that's so important. We've never become split from our aims, and that's to try and be a successful team and achieve great things. Hopefully we're getting a little bit closer to that. You know, we're really pleased, but we are aware of Arsenal's qualities, and you could see they were trying to find a way to score all the way to the end. It's half time, we're 2-0 up, that's all it is. It's a potential dangerous scoreline for us if we don't attack the home game in the right way.
Yeah, that's Eddie Howe. Second semi-final takes place tonight. It's Tottenham against Liverpool, and some breaking news actually just reaching us, and that is that the French World Cup winning manager Didier Deschamps has said he's going to step down after the next tournament in the United States, Canada and Mexico. So he is France's longest serving coach. He's been in charge of them since 2012. It's quite the record. Guided them to victory at the 2018 World Cup in Russia, and as well as reaching the final of the 2022 tournament in Qatar and Euro 2016 on home soil. So that's just reaching us there. In other football news, Elon Musk's father claims that his son would be interested in buying Liverpool. I'm not sure Liverpool fans are too excited about this this news this morning. His father, in an interview in the UK, went on to talk about the family's links to the city of Liverpool. The club, for the record, not for sale, according to the owners, Fenway Sports Group. Now, it looks like Tom McKibben is set for a surprise switch to join LIV Golf. It looks like he's going to be teaming up with John Rahm's LIV team in a lucrative multi-year deal. He claimed his PGA Tour card back in November, but it looks like he's now going to turn his back on a debut season in the States. McKibben is playing in the Team Cup event in Abu Dhabi this week, representing Ireland and Great Britain. Now, a lot of talk last night about the Tomorrow Golf League, the TGL. You're going to hear a lot more about this. Well, it debuted on our screens last night. Shane Lowry hit the very first shot in the history of the match as it got underway in the early hours of this morning in Florida. It was played in a 1,500 seat purpose-built arena, and Lowry teamed up with his Bay Golf Club teammates, and they beat New York Golf Club 9-2. So I rewatched a bit of it this morning. The players hitting their tee shots and approach into the simulated screen, and then when the ball lands, the rest of the shots are played, the shots and the putts are played on this kind of purpose-built green inside this facility. Almost like a game of basketball, to be honest with you, watching this last night. It's probably going to take a little bit for me to set in, but certainly the crowd very vocal, dugouts and everything. So a very new departure for golf. As I said, might take some time for this to take off. Mac Hansen will face a disciplinary hearing this morning following his comments made after Connacht's URC loss to Leinster before Christmas. He felt at the time there was a bias against his team when it comes to how they were being refereed. His head coach, Pete Wilkins, says he was unaware Hansen was going to speak so openly and honestly at the time of the press conference.
No, it was a normal press conference walking into it. I'd come straight from an RTE radio interview, I think. So no awareness that was on the cards. But as you said, hearing tomorrow, so it'd be great to put things to bed after that. Yeah, look, I think one of the values of rugby has been the respect for referees, obviously, in the professional era. It becomes more complicated, but it's hard for me to say. Obviously, the hearing tomorrow, I want to make sure I don't say anything that's going to swing anything either way. So, look, if there's been a conversation started in the public or the media, so be it. I don't think that was Mac's intentions, but Look, we'll just see how tomorrow goes, and hopefully I have a fair hearing and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, Pete Wilkins watching his words there, speaking yesterday, that hearing taking place this morning. Connacht play Leon on Saturday evening in the Challenge Cup. Jack Conan, Kieran Frawley, Hugo Keenan, Thomas Clarkson and Max Deegan are all back and available for selection for Leinster's Investec Champions Cup this game against La Rochelle. That's on Sunday. Tadhg Furlong may also be fit, but a final decision on him will be made later this week. That game live on RT Radio 1 this weekend on Sunday Sport. Munster versus Saracens can be seen live on RT Two and the RT player from 5 o'clock on Saturday. Mike Prendergast has been updating the media on the search for a new Munster head coach. He recently signed a 2-year contract extension as a tack coach.
Nothing has changed. There's no timeline on it. Effectively, we've been just, as I said, we've been cracking on, doing our jobs day to day, week to week, month to month. And as I said, that's understandable. It's been outlined since the start. There's no rush with this process, and there's no change up in that at the moment. What we can do now is, I suppose, focus and concentrate on the game that's ahead. And you know, when you talk about Munster and Saracens historically over the last whatever number of years, 20 years, I think it gets your mindset racing straight away in terms of what the challenge is about, and we're massively looking forward to it. Hugely looking forward. There's a great excitement. There's a good buzz around the place. Obviously, we were, you know, disappointed with the outcome against Leinster. Getting a few players back with the experience that they bring brings that excitement as well in terms of what we're facing on Saturday.
And finally, Paralympic silver medalist Nicole Turner has announced her retirement. Nicole, only 22, but she has competed at 3 Paralympic Games and winning that silver medal in the pool in the 50-metre butterfly in 2021.